everybody.
I'm going to move this down. Because I don't like it right there. Okay, right there. Whatever. I've been listening to a lot more podcasts lately. Of course, the day that I moved the microphone closer, I have something in my mouth. Let's not do that right now. But I'm recognizing like the quality, because I usually have it way up there and you can hear me. It's fine. But it probably would be better if I didn't have it so far away. So, hello. I can't have this in my mouth. Okay. Hello, Claire with Clairvoyant Psychic Medium here. I have missed. I am a day behind. I understand this. Life has, it's life. That's life. I fucking sing that all the time in my head. I don't even know what it is. Okay. Anyways, so the big news is, we broke ground today. They came and scraped the top of the grass where the shed, where the concrete's going to go. I didn't even think about how much of a mess that's going to be. I didn't think about it. So I was like, okay, where should he put the dirt? You know, it's blocking the back gate to get into the backyard to have people mow, and I have to move it now. Today is Tuesday. The mowers come on Thursday. So that's what I'm going to be doing tonight. anyway, so that's big deal. It's happening. We're going to start forming it and whatever, and probably like the concrete. I gotta order it. I don't know how to do any of this stuff. I hate it. but all that, so that's a really big deal. It's finally fucking happening. I'm so excited. And then, this weekend, I put in a lot of work and figured out our little patio that we have going on outside. It's a whatever the fuck that word is. Four posts on top. There's like a sunshade thing, and then we put lattice up. I didn't originally, it looked like there was something on my hand when I did that, like a circle. Look at that. My screen is very dim, so it might just be a shadow. Anyways, I have an L-shaped pallet couch, and there's going to be lattice. I'm going to put tapestries and stringing lights and whatever, and that's where the projector screen is going to be. I just have this huge fucking vision in my head that on the grand opening, like, that's where everyone's going to be hanging out. And I am just so fucking excited about it. So I really put in a lot of work to that, and we have all of everything that we need. Everything. I can't do it by myself. And I have men in my life who don't like to work. Yep. So this is why I'm hiring a general contractor, because I want somebody that wants to do it. I don't want to be fucking like fighting with someone all the time, because that puts such bad energy into stuff. Trust me, I've fucking remodeled so many homes while having significant others, and it's not worth it most of the time. But I like doing this stuff. That's my thing. So anyways, that was this weekend. Yesterday, let me think. Did we do something on Saturday? We went to Fremont. We did a lot of stuff and started the project. Okay. And then Sunday, we literally just like, we barely moved from the bed to the couch. That was basically it. And we didn't do anything. And then yesterday I had a very busy day. Started off with my 10 a.m., 2 hours with grandma, rushed to Fremont for my therapy session, which was great. I had a little bit of a realization that I have some agoraphobia. We talked kind of a little bit about that, but we also talked about how when I was attacked, the after period of 3.5 years of bed rest because of that attack created what my therapist is now calling a cage. I always called it the trapped feeling. I'm terrified to go back to that feeling. Like, it was, I was trapped. I was on bed rest. Like, I could not do anything. And I was on work comp, so I was, like, monitored to make sure I was on bed rest. It was insane. Because I have other pinpoint, like, core memories in my life of that same feeling that happened. And which it stemmed all the way back to birth of being in an incubator, which was stemmed from 8 years old, hiding under a bed after I was molested forever. Like, it was the whole thing. So we had a whole little breakthrough with that, which was really good. And I'm able to kind of like remind myself that I don't have to be trapped. I am a capable woman. I'm not a child anymore. I can move on from these things. And I know more now. And if I ever did have a situation where I had to be on bed rest or whatever, like, I don't have to be on work comp. I'm not going to be like monitored to make sure that I'm doing nothing. And I'm going to, I'm free. I am safe. I am loved. So it was a really good session. But then after that, I had to rush to the new doctor's appointment, which I was late for fucking 15 minutes. I was just like, okay. So after the therapy session, I went to Menards because I had to get the last of the shit for that project. I'm probably going to go to Menards every single time after therapy sessions. No doubt. That's going to be a thing. I know that that's normal. But yes, I rushed to the doctor's appointment. I am now on Lexapro. So the reason I chose Lexapro is because it's just a serotonin booster and the side effects are extremely minimal. I had her really go over everything with me, which, fun fact, weird, interesting thing, is that teenagers or kids that are prescribed Lexapro for long periods of a time usually end up hurting themselves, like cutting and stuff. We just had a fucking wave of that happen in a generation. And probably it's because of this drug. And I doubt anyone's going to ever fucking notice that. And that bothers the shit out of me. But anyways, yeah, so this is a serotonin booster. My therapist says that I have, anxiety disorder and I have, because of chronic stress. So, and that's why I have the complex PTSD. This sounds crazy. I understand. I remember when people always used to tell me their diagnoses and all these things, it would gloss over myself because I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to listen to this. And I don't care if it sounds like in my head, I was like, you're glorifying what is wrong with you, which I was wrong. I'm identifying so I can learn from it. I'm identifying and understanding it so I can understand myself better. So yeah. That felt good. yeah, so that was the whole thing. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, the pills. So then I have to go back to another doctor's appointment with her next week because I was fucking late and I have so much shit that's wrong with me. No, I'm just kidding. A whole diabetes one. I think she wants to get, like, I want to be on the same page. She wants me to be on the same page as her, like, diabetes person or whatever, coach, whatever they're called. So, this one will just be focused just on diabetes. So they drew my blood. It's going to be crazy. This is probably going to be the highest A1C that I've ever had. Just because there was a good chunk in there where I didn't give a shit about, and I just ate so much sugar. I ate so much sugar, but anyways, I'm on a good track now. She seems really good. I really like her. She had a student with her. It was a guy. He was cool. But yeah, so that came home and all my fish are dead. And in the midst of, okay, so there was three fish that lived. Now I technically last I saw is two fish, one sucker fish and just one tiny little goldfish. I'm over it. Like, if anything is living, I will love it and take care of it. But if everything dies at this point, I'm fucking over it. Because it took over my whole night. Cho and I were grumpy towards each other. There was a fox in the fucking backyard. Not in our backyard, but very close to our backyard. We could see it. And that was so stressful because we had to move tons of stuff. Like, we put Piper in a different area. Like, I went out and sprayed all kinds of essential oils and witchy shit. Like, my day was so busy yesterday. It was crazy. So that's why I did not get to this. I didn't even get to do the astrology till today. And learning about the astrology today, it makes sense, guys. We're at the end of Cancer season. It's yucky. The end of any water season has us fully just like, let's go to that bottom of your heart and dig out those fucking feelings that you didn't deal with all month. And here we go. Here they all come. Ugh, I hate it so much. So, this is the, like, when people are prone to drink a lot more, suicides are higher. Like, it's all a whole, it's gross. The end of water seasons are really gross. And this one is a big one because we already have a lot of stuff in Leo. So it's just like that water, that emotion is amplified and on fire. Yay. So with that being said, even more fire today, the sun is in Cancer and the moon is in Sagittarius on this Tuesday, July 20th. And the moon is going to be crossing over the South Node. The South Node is our past. We are literally looking at the past right now and trying to be like, this is not my reality anymore. I can stay strong. I can go through this. I have more wisdom. Pretty much the whole fucking thing that I just like ranted about at the beginning of this is what we're doing. Like, we need to make sure that we're like, I'm not going back to the past. I have to forge forward in a different way. And I'm learning this because of what I've went through in the past. So keep your thoughts positive. That is, I'm going to say this a million times this week. Keep your fucking thoughts positive. Like, you have to. This is very potent energy. And if you're going to just like decide to throw a fucking baby fit, or you're going to decide to just be stuck in a mood. I know I'm talking about like, that's all emotional, but your thoughts are the things that lead you to that or end it. So if you are going to like, okay, I had something bad happen. All right. It's okay that happened. I am accepting that happened. Now let's go on with that or do whatever is needed to get out of it or whatever, you know? The big feel today of what is going on this Tuesday is we have toothpaste time in Venus in Leo right now. So not only do we have toothpaste time with Cancer Sun, but we have toothpaste time with this Venus in Leo. So we are fucking feeling it so hard right now. So, and just remember, Chiron is retrograde. That just happened. So all of you people that have just Chiron normal in your charts, you are feeling it a little extra. So the other thing that's going on is that the moon is trining that Chiron, positive pairing. Our emotions are positively paired with our wounded healer. It's like we're grabbing hands with our dark passenger and we're kind of like, let's go skipping. Let's make the best of this. We are all in this together. You know, like, I just imagine when I was closing my eyes right then that like it was a little girl and a like dark version of her, like a shadow, you know, like Peter Pan's shadow. They always do that. And she's skipping with her little dark version of her, and everything around her building wise is just on fire. And she's just like, I have to run down here. I'm going to make the best of this. This is okay. This is going to be normal. And I want to have fun. It's going to be okay. So that is like the perfect example. That's exactly what it feels like in this energy right now. So the main thing is to take care of yourself. Look at that little girl that's running in the fucking midst of all these fires. Go get her. Go be like, oh my God, honey, let's go home. Let's take a bath. Let's clean you up. Let's get you into bed early. You've had a hard fucking time. Shit is crazy right now. It's okay to just chill. So make sure to give yourself that gold star today, because you're looking in the past and you're seeing everything that you've went through. And that's where that gold star comes from. You did such a good job. You had no idea. So that's amazing. Focus on love. Focus on love. So Wednesday, because that's tomorrow. Yes. I was like, why am I reading this? I have to, because I'm putting this out so everybody will see, mainly Wednesday. All right. Wednesday, July 20th. Sun is in Cancer. Moon is in Sagittarius. Same juju going on. And this is a toothpaste time. Excuse me. For Cancer. Full time toothpaste time right now. And shit is speeding up. Time is flying. Days are fucking flying right now. So Venus moves into Virgo. I don't think I have a booger. It's something. I feel something. Oh, it's a little like owie. Okay. Venus moves into Virgo. So when Venus moves into Virgo, I just learned today that means that it's kind of the more responsible route. You're going to make sure that shit is fair, shit is right, shit is comfortable. And this is in regards to your relationships, to your jobs, to your partnerships, to your friendships, all of that stuff, and money. So everything is going to be very perfect. So let's have the same scenario with a little girl running down the street and all the buildings are on fire around her. Adding Venus in Virgo. It's literally like the little girl in her head is skipping along being like, la da da, everything is fine. Or she's appearing that looks like everything is fine because she's skipping. But inside her head, she was like, oh my fucking God. Oh my fucking God. Just try to have fun. Stop it, Claire. Oh my God. Just fucking stop thinking about that. I know that this is scary. It's okay. It's okay. Like, that's what adding Venus in Virgo feels like. Overthinking, overanalyzing, it's all thought. And so that means highlighted is your love, relationships, and money and business and all of that stuff is highlighted right now and hyper-focused on. And we are feeling everything, remember, because we are toothpaste time for Cancer. So, excuse me, allergies are happening, I guess. Excuse me. All right. So check your ego. Make sure that is not something that's getting in the way, and stay positive, stay positive, stay positive. The moon is going to be squaring Neptune. So we are really focused on our goals. So that's a good thing when we have like Virgo energy entwined with Pisces energy in Neptune, its home sign. It's like, I'm so excited to achieve my goals. And here's how I'm going to do it. Like shit's going to move. It's going to be fast. So we can really learn how to take care of ourselves in this energy, as well as taking care of others if you want to, or even both. But the main thing is that we got that Sag moon. So have fun. There need to be doing something fun. That's what this energy with Sag moon energy. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. All right. Let's pick the rune for the Tuesday, Wednesday. Oh. Just the X. There was a big, humongous part of me that did not want to do this today. I'm going to be honest, but I'm glad I did, because I feel like this was a really good one, and it really does, like, it's exactly what's going on in my life, and it, yeah, it feels good. Okay, Gabo. Partnership. Okay. Side note, real quick before I read this, little insight to what it's like to be a medium, I guess. For the past, I think it's been a month at least, I am hearing music. I asked Cho, I was like, do you hear this? He says no. And I can, like, I can hone in on it sometimes and I can tell what song it is. And then I'm like, oh, that's why that song's in my head. Or like, or it's not even in my head though. That's the weird thing, is that it, right now it sounds like it's outside and there's like a party going on. That's so fucking weird. So don't know why that's happening. All right. Drawing this rune is an indication that partnership in some form is at hand, but you are put on notice to not collapse yourself into that union. For the partnership is only achieved by separate and whole beings who retain their uniqueness even as they unite. God, I've been talking about that so much lately for people. So remember to let the winds of heaven dance between you. There is another realm of partnership that we are being called to consider. For the path of partnership can lead you to the realization of a still greater union, the union with the higher self, with the divine. The ultimate gift of this rune is the realization of the divine in all things. God always enters into equal partnership. Gabo is the rune of partnership and it has no reverse. It signifies the gift of freedom, which flow all other gifts. Okay. Of freedom and independence in our partnerships. Okay. All right. All right. Let's just do this real quick. Also, while I'm shuffling this, I just want to whine for a second, because the amount of dirt that I have to move now, like, so when we put this house here, it was a cornfield. Now there's grass, now there's lawns, now there's everything is nice or whatever, but the ground settles and moves. It always does every single year or whatever. There's so many fucked up places in my yard. So I'm excited about having all this dirt now to kind of like fix those fucked up places. However, it's a lot of work. I have to shovel it. I don't even have a wheelbarrow. Wheelbarrow is broken. The tire is cut flat. And Dad said that I have to, like, I have to figure out how to get a wheelbarrow fucking wheel. So I think that I might be, also another thing. Why am I not getting one? I'm going to be starting the TikTok journey of the shed, because I want to be doing that. I want to be like, come follow my journey. I'm going to be showing you from groundbreaking to grand opening. I'm going to name it that. I'm so excited. Okay. Come on. With these ones, I don't. Here we go. All right. Hope. Love and acceptance. Love is yours. Recognize your divine worth. Choose loving thoughts. Oh, keep your thoughts positive. Keep your thoughts positive. So that's going to be the whole thing for all week. Okay. Hope is an angel who is dedicated to promoting the idea that we on earth are loved, cherished, and supported by the kingdom of heaven. She is all about helping us to see the light beyond whatever darkness we are in. Traveling is a part of this holy trinity, faith, hope, and charity. She helps us recognize that the hope isn't about wishing for something good to happen or help to arrive, but trusting that support is already present. Hope is the twin flame of the Archangel Gabriel, and she has a gentle presence, but she is absolutely glorious. She sings sweet harmonies to us, and these songs are waves of love washing away anything that stands between us and self-love and acceptance. Fuck yes. So cool. Okay. Hope is here with her legion of angels guiding you to see that you deserve a loving relationships, loving experiences, and love and acceptance from the world around you. It seems that you really are moving beyond the limitations that you once had in this department, but know that whenever you do question your worth, you can call on Hope to shine her golden light upon you. Your angels want you to know that they love and cherish you, and they are grateful that you are giving yourself the same support. Helps us to love and cherish ourselves, and gives us great loving support. All right. What a great fucking goddess we have this week. She's needed. Thank you, Hope. I gotta take a picture of that. Where's my rune? All right. So that is everything, guys. Here we go for the same thing that I say every single time. Make sure you're checking out the link in my bio for the link tree, because that has all of my links in it. If you would like to book any sessions with me, or if you would like to send me something from Amazon, or even just a donation to go to my Venmo or PayPal, I am open to all of it. But that is everything, guys. And I hope you all have an amazing Tuesday, Wednesday. Thank you for being understanding and loving me anyways. I am a human and have crazy days and can't be consistent as much as I would love to. I love you. See you on Thursday. Okay, bye.